Former Democratic presidential candidate Howard Dean made a strong plea today for Ralph Nader to drop out of the race for the White House. The two men debated on the NPR program Justice Talking. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
Howard Dean captured the hearts of many progressive rank-and-file Democrats during the primaries, just the kind of voters who might be attracted to the candidacy of consumer advocate Ralph Nader. Now Dean is doing everything he can to convince those voters not to vote for Nader. Dean, like many other Democrats, believes that Nader's third-party bid cost Al Gore the election in 2000 and could do the same to John Kerry this fall. Dean's approach in the debate today was to praise Nader for all he'd done to help American consumers, but also to attack him for his White House quest, which Dean says is being supported and financed by Republicans in the hopes Nader will pull votes away from Kerry.
Ralph, I think you're being disingenuous about your candidacy this year, and let me tell you why. You have 46% of all your signatures to get you on the Arizona ballot turned out to be Republican supporters. You accepted the support of a right-wing fanatic Republican group that's anti-gay in order to help you get on the ballot in Oregon. You need to repudiate those people, and as your own running mate says, send back those Republican checks.
Nader called that a smear but agreed to renounce the group if John Kerry would do the same for some of his contributors.
Do you renounce Pfizer and Chevron and other companies who were criminally convicted of crimes by the federal government, giving millions of dollars in the year 2000 to the Democrat Party, and they did not return the money? That's a matter of record.
Did you renounce it. That's exactly why I ran for president.
Okay, so you'll urge John Kerry to return all money coming from corporate executives who presided over corporations who were either pleaded guilty or were convicted of antitrust, environmental, labor, and other crimes.
I will urge him to do that if you will give back the 10% of your $1,000 contributions that came from people who all, like Richard Egan, the ambassador to Ireland appointed by George Bush.
I wasn't aware that he was a corporate criminal. He's an American citizen who is a Republican, just happens to believe in civil liberties, maybe. I don't even know the man.
Well, but, let's go on.
Republicans are human beings, too.
Moderator Margot Adler asked both men if they would take cabinet spots in a hypothetical Kerry administration.
I haven't made any deals like that, but if Ralph comes on board, maybe we can both get cabinet positions.
The answer is no, because I want to be, after the election, what Howard Dean told me he wanted to be during the election when he lost the primaries, is to be a hair shirt for the Democrats, a real hair shirt, not a linen handkerchief.
And what advice would they give each other?
Lighten up.
Howard.
Well, that's better than what I thought he was going to say.
Nothing was resolved in today's exchange. Nader made it clear he's not dropping out, and Dean and other Democrats will spend the next 4 months trying to make sure he gets as few votes as possible. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.